Model Test 1.
Part 3. Listening Comprehension.
Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 11.
Simon, could you return the tools I lent you for building the bookshelf last month?
Well, I hate to tell you this, but I can't seem to find them.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 12.
I'm going to Martha's house. I have a paper to complete, and I need to use her computer.
Why don't you buy one yourself? Think how much time you could save.
What does the man suggest the woman do?
Question 13.
Bob said that Seattle is a great place for conferences.
He's certainly in a position to make that comment. He has been there so often.
What does the man say about Bob?
Question 14.
Mr. Watson, I wonder whether it's possible for me to take a vacation early next month.
Did you fill out a request form?
What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Question 15.
Do you want to go to the lecture this weekend? I hear the guy who's going to deliver the lecture spent a year living in the rainforest.
Great! I'm doing a report on the rainforest. Maybe I can get some new information to add to it.
What does the woman mean?
Question 16.
Wow, I do like this campus. All the big trees, the green lawns, and the old buildings with tall columns. It's really beautiful.
It sure is. The architecture of these buildings is in the Greek style. It was popular in the 18th century here.
What are the speakers talking about?
Question 17.
This article is nothing but advertising for housing developers. I don't think the houses for sale are half that good.
Come on, David. Why so negative? We're thinking of buying a home, aren't we? Just a trip to look at the place won't cost us much.
What can be inferred from the conversation?
Question 18.
Would you pass me the sports section, please?
Sure, if you give me the classified ads and local news section.
What are the speakers doing?
Now you will hear the two long conversations.
Conversation 1. Hello, Gary. How are you?
Fine. And yourself?
Can't complain. Did you have time to look at my proposal?
No, not really. Can we go over it now?
Sure. I've been trying to come up with some new production and advertising strategies. First of all, if we want to stay competitive, we need to modernize our factory. New equipment should have been installed long ago.
How much will that cost?
We have several options ranging from $100,000 all the way up to $500,000.
Okay, we'll have to discuss these costs with finance.
We should also consider human resources. I've been talking to personnel as well as our staff at the factory.
And what's the picture?
We'll probably have to hire a couple of engineers to help us modernize the factory.
What about advertising?
Marketing has some interesting ideas for television commercials.
TV? Isn't that a bit too expensive for us? What's wrong with advertising in the papers, as usual?
Quite frankly, it's just not enough anymore. We need to be more aggressive in order to keep ahead of our competitors.
Will we be able to afford all this?
I'll look into it, but I think higher costs will be justified. These investments will result in higher profits for our company.
We'll have to look at the figures more closely. Have finance draw up a budget for these investments.
All right, I'll see to it.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19.
What are the two speakers talking about?
Question 20.
What does the woman say about the equipment of their factory?
Question 21.
What does the woman suggest about human resources?
Question 22.
Why does the woman suggest advertising on TV? Conversation 2. Sir, you've been using the online catalog for quite a while. Is there anything I can do to help you?
Well, I've got to write a paper about Hollywood in the 30s and 40s, and I'm really struggling. There are hundreds of books, and I just don't know where to begin.
Your topic sounds pretty big. Why don't you narrow it down to something like, the history of the studios during that time?
You know, I was thinking about doing that, but more than 30 books came up when I typed in movie studios.
You could cut that down even further by listing the specific years you want. Try adding 1930s or 1940s or maybe Golden Age.
Golden Age is a good idea. Let me type that in. Hey, look! Just 6 books this time. That's a lot better.
Oh, another thing you might consider. Have you tried looking for any magazine or newspaper articles?
No, I've only been searching for books.
Well, you can look up magazine articles in the Reader's Guide to Periodical Literature. And we do have the Los Angeles Times available over there. You might go through their indexes to see if there's anything you want.
Okay, I think I'll get started with these books, and then I'll go over the magazines.
If you need any help, I'll be over at the reference desk.
Great, thanks a lot.
Question 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 23.
What is the man doing?
Question 24.
What does the librarian think of the topic the man is working on?
Question 25.
Where can the man find the relevant magazine articles?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices, marked A, B, C, and D. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. In the next few decades, people are going to travel very differently from the way they do today. Everyone is going to drive electrically powered cars. So in a few years, people won't worry about running out of gas. Some of the large automobile companies are really moving ahead with this new technology. F&C Motors, a major auto company, for example, is holding a press conference next week. At the press conference, the company will present its new electronically operated models. Transportation in the future won't be limited to the ground. Many people predict that traffic will quickly move to the sky. In the coming years, instead of radio reports about road conditions and highway traffic, news reports will talk about traffic jams in the sky. But the sky isn't the limit. In the future, you'll probably even be able to take a trip to the moon. Instead of listening to regular airplane announcements, you'll hear someone say, "The spacecraft to the moon leaves in 10 minutes. Please check your equipment. And remember, no more than 10 ounces of carry-on baggage are allowed."
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26.
What will be used to power cars in the next few decades?
Question 27.
What will future news reports focus on when talking about transportation?
Question 28.
What will passengers be asked to do when they travel to the moon?
Passage 2.
The period of engagement is the time between the marriage proposal and the wedding ceremony. Two people agree to marry when they decide to spend their lives together. The man usually gives the woman a diamond engagement ring. That tradition is said to have started when an Austrian man gave a diamond ring to the woman he wanted to marry. The diamond represented beauty. He placed it on the third finger of her left hand. He chose that finger because it was thought that a blood vessel in that finger went directly to the heart. Today, we know that this is not true. Yet the tradition continues. Americans generally are engaged for a period of about 1 year if they are planning a wedding ceremony and party During this time, friends of the bride may hold a party at which women friends and family members give the bride gifts that she will need as a wife. These could include cooking equipment or new clothing. Friends of the man who is getting married may have a bachelor party for him. This usually takes place the night before the wedding. Only men are invited to the bachelor party. During the marriage ceremony, the bride and her would-be husband usually exchange gold rings that represent the idea that their union will continue forever. The wife often wears both the wedding ring and engagement ring on the same finger. The husband wears his ring on the third finger of his left hand. Many people say the purpose of the engagement period is to permit enough time to plan the wedding. But the main purpose is to let enough time pass so the two people are sure they want to marry each other. Either person may decide to break the engagement. If this happens, the woman usually returns the ring to the man. They also return any wedding gifts they have received.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 29.
What was the diamond ring said to represent?
Question 30.
Why did the Austrian man place the diamond ring on the third finger of the left hand of his would-be wife?
Question 31.
What is the chief advantage of having the engagement period?
Passage 3. Where is the university? Is a question many visitors to Cambridge ask. But no one could point them in any one direction because there is no campus. The university consists of 31 self-governing colleges. It has lecture halls, libraries, laboratories, museums, and offices throughout the city. Individual colleges choose their own students, who have to meet the minimum entrance requirements set by the university. Undergraduates usually live and study in their colleges, where they are taught in very small groups. Lectures and laboratory and practical work are organized by the university and held in university buildings. There are over 10,000 undergraduates and 3,500 postgraduates. About 40% of them are women, and some 8% from overseas. As well as teaching, research is of major importance. Since the beginning of the 20th century, more than 60 university members have won Nobel Prizes. The university has a huge number of buildings for teaching and research. It has more than 60 specialist subject libraries, as well as the university library, which, as a copyright library, is entitled to a copy of every book published in Britain. Examinations are set and degrees are awarded by the university. It allowed women to take the university exams in 1881, but it was not until 1948 that they were awarded degrees.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 32.
Why is it difficult for visitors to locate Cambridge University?
Question 33.
What does the passage tell us about the colleges of Cambridge University?
Question 34.
What can be learned from the passage about the libraries in Cambridge University?
Question 35.
What does the passage tell about women students in Cambridge University?
Section C, Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
Russia is the largest economic power that is not a member of the World Trade Organization. But that may change. Last Friday, the European Union said it would support Russia's effort to become a WTO member. Representatives of the European Union met with Russian officials in Moscow. They signed a trade agreement that took 6 years to negotiate. Russia called the trade agreement balanced. It agreed to slowly increase fuel prices within the country. It also agreed to permit competition in its communication industry and to remove some barriers to trade. In exchange for European support to join the WTO, Russian President Putin said that Russia would speed up the process to approve the Kyoto Protocol, an international environmental agreement to reduce the production of harmful industrial gases. These greenhouse gases trap heat in the atmosphere and are blamed for changing the world's climate. Russia had signed the Kyoto Protocol, but has not yet approved it. The agreement takes effect when it has been approved by nations that produced at least 55% of the world's greenhouse gases. But currently, nations producing only 44% have approved the protocol. Russia produces about 17% of the world's greenhouse gases. The United States, the world's biggest producer, withdrew from the Kyoto Protocol after President Bush took office in 2001. So Russia's approval is required to put the Kyoto Protocol into effect. To join the WTO, a country must reach trade agreements with major trading countries that are also WTO members. Russia must still reach agreements with China, Japan, South Korea, and the United States.
Now the passage will be read again.
Russia is the largest economic power that is not a member of the World Trade Organization. But that may change. Last Friday, the European Union said it would support Russia's effort to become a WTO member. Representatives of the European Union met with Russian officials in Moscow. They signed a trade agreement that took 6 years to negotiate. Russia called the trade agreement balanced. It agreed to slowly increase fuel prices within the country. It also agreed to permit competition in its communication industry and to remove some barriers to trade. In exchange for European support to join the WTO, Russian President Putin said that Russia would speed up the process to approve the Kyoto Protocol, an international environmental agreement to reduce the production of harmful industrial gases. These greenhouse gases trap heat in the atmosphere and are blamed for changing the world's climate. Russia had signed the Kyoto Protocol, but has not yet approved it. The agreement takes effect when it has been approved by nations that produced at least 55% of the world's greenhouse gases. But currently, nations producing only 44% have approved the protocol. Russia produces about 17% of the world's greenhouse gases. The United States, the world's biggest producer, withdrew from the Kyoto Protocol after President Bush took office in 2001. So Russia's approval is required to put the Kyoto Protocol into effect. To join the WTO, a country must reach trade agreements with major trading countries that are also WTO members. Russia must still reach agreements with China, Japan, South Korea, and the United States.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Russia is the largest economic power that is not a member of the World Trade Organization. But that may change. Last Friday, the European Union said it would support Russia's effort to become a WTO member. Representatives of the European Union met with Russian officials in Moscow. They signed a trade agreement that took 6 years to negotiate. Russia called the trade agreement balanced. It agreed to slowly increase fuel prices within the country. It also agreed to permit competition in its communication industry and to remove some barriers to trade. In exchange for European support to join the WTO, Russian President Putin said that Russia would speed up the process to approve the Kyoto Protocol, an international environmental agreement to reduce the production of harmful industrial gases. These greenhouse gases trap heat in the atmosphere and are blamed for changing the world's climate. Russia had signed the Kyoto Protocol, but has not yet approved it. The agreement takes effect when it has been approved by nations that produced at least 55% of the world's greenhouse gases. But currently, nations producing only 44% have approved the protocol. Russia produces about 17% of the world's greenhouse gases. The United States, the world's biggest producer, withdrew from the Kyoto Protocol after President Bush took office in 2001. So Russia's approval is required to put the Kyoto Protocol into effect. To join the WTO, a country must reach trade agreements with major trading countries that are also WTO members. Russia must still reach agreements with China, Japan, South Korea, and the United States.
This is the end of listening comprehension.